Okay, today we're going to do Chagiga Daf Dalet Amar Aleph. We are holding on the top of Daf Dalet Amar Aleph, a couple of lines from the top, actually, at Amar Rav Papa, second line of the page. So last time we were discussing what a shota is, the definition of a deranged person, and Rav Huna had said that a deranged person is only someone who does the following three things. He goes out alone at night, he sleeps in a cemetery, and he tears his own clothing. So Amar Rav Papa says, Ish mi'alei l'Rav Huna ha'detanya, if Rav Huna would have known the following braisa that says, Ezehu shota, what is the definition of a deranged person? Zama abid kol nashanosim lo, it's only someone who destroys whatever it is that you give him, hava hadarbe. He would have changed his mind, and he would have said that alone would make a person a shota, and you don't need all three of these things. So says Amar, yeah, but what would he have held exactly? Ibayiluhu, ki hava hadarbe, when Rav Huna would have changed his mind, would he simply have said that tearing clothing alone is enough to make a person a shota, but doing any of the other things alone would not be enough to make a person a shota, meaning going to the Beis HaKvaros and sleeping there would not have been enough to make a person a shota, or going out alone at night would not have been enough to make a person a shota, it's only tearing clothing? Or maybe he would have changed his mind from everything and he would have said that any one of the three things that we identified as being activities of a deranged person could make a person a shota, so long as he does those things three times. So that the Gemara is not sure about. Take the Gemara says we're not sure how he would have changed his mind. Now the Mishnah had said tumtum androgynous, that tumtum and androgynous, the Mishnah spoke about that they are pater from the mitzvah of re'iyah, from being ola l'regel and bringing the olas re'iyah. And the Gemara brings a braisa that explains what the source for that halacha is. How I know that a tumtum is a person who is of ambiguous gender. We don't know what gender he is. He has no overt signs of either one of the genders. An androgynous is someone who is of dual gender. He has signs of both. So both of those types of people are pater from re'iyah. Tan Rabbanan, we learned in the braisa. The pasuk says in the Torah that three times a year, every kol zuchurcha, every male, has to go greet Hashem. So we darsh in the word zuchurcha as follows. Zachur, if it would have just said zachur, not zuchurcha, lahotiyas hanashim, that would teach me that women are pater. Zuchurcha, but the extra letter in the word, zuchurcha, comes to teach me lahotzi tumtum v'androgynous, that even a tumtum and androgynous is also pater from re'iyah. Then kol zuchurcha, the fact that it has the extra word kol, l'rabo says aktanim, that comes to tell me that even children are chayiv in re'iyah. So Amar Mar, what did we just say? Zachur lahotiyas hanashim, that the word zachur alone would have excluded women. Halam likrabo, why do I need a pasuk to tell me that women are excluded from the mitzvah of re'iyah? Michti, mitzvah seishas man gramahu, v'kal mitzvah seishas man gramah, nashim paturos. Anyway, it's a time-bound positive mitzvah, and rule number one about women and mitzvahs is that women are pater from all mitzvah seishas man gramah, from all time-bound positive mitzvahs. So why would I need a special drasha from a pasuk to teach me that women are pater from olas re'iyah? Answers the Gemara, itzrich. Now we do need the drasha as well, because salka daita chamina, one might have thought neilaf re'iyah mehakel, that we should compare the mitzvah of olas re'iyah to the mitzvah of hakel, because the word re'iyah appears by both of those mitzvos, and we know by the mitzvah of hakel, of going to hear the king read from the Sefer Torah on the Motzai, on Sukkot of the Motzai Shemitah year, so the year after Shemitah, so we would have said, Mala Allah Nashim Chayavos, just like in the mitzvah of Hakel, women are Chayiv, Avkan Nashim Chayavos, that over here also, women are Chayiv in the mitzvah of Re'iyah, Kamashmal, and that's why we need a pasuk to teach me that women are Pater from Re'iyah. So main point number one, there would have been a Hava Amina to learn from Hakel that women are Chayiv in Re'iyah, that's why the word Zuchurcha teaches me that they're pater. Amar Mar, but then we said further in the braisa, Zuchurcha lahotzi tumtum androgynous, that the word Zuchurcha, not just Zuchur, but Zuchurcha, teaches me that tumtum and androgynous are pater from re'iyah. Well, bishlam androgynous itzrich. I understand why I need a pasuk to tell me that an androgynous is pater, because salka daita chamina holvi islei tzad zachros l'chayiv. I might have thought that since he has male parts, he should be chayiv. That's why he has to tell me that no, he's his own creature, he's his own creation, and he's not considered a male at all. But a tumtum is either a male or a female, meaning a tumtum, we just can't see what gender he is because he doesn't have any overt signs of a gender, but internally he's either a male or a female. We just don't see it, so it's a suffek. Do you need a pasuk to tell me that there's no mitzvah of olas ri'ya when a person is a suffek whether he's chayiv or not? Min haTorah, every suffek on everything is pater. The whole din that suffek d'oraisa l'chumra, it sounds from this gemara, is only din d'rabbanan. So min haTorah, anyone who has a suffek about any mitzvah is pater. So why would I need a pasuk to tell me that a tumtum is pater? Of course he's pater. He's a suffek. Rabbi says the tumtum that we're talking about is someone where you can see his testicles from the outside of his body, and therefore we know that he's a male. So that's why I need the pasuk to tell me that he's pater, because he's so different than other males. That's what it's teaching me, that he's pater. Amr Mar, we also said in the Braisa, Kol Zuchurcha, the Rabbi says a Katanim. The word Kol in the Pasuk Kol Zuchurcha tells me that Katanim are Chayiv in Olas Ri'iyah. And the Gemara asks, wait a second, Vatanan, we learned in our Mishnah that everyone is Chayiv in Ri'iyah Chutz except for Mechere Shota V'Katan, except for a Cheresh Shota and a Katan. So it sounds like a Katan is Pater from Re'iyah. So which is it? It depends what kind of kid you're talking about. If the kid is already at the age of chinuch, he's chayiv in ri'iyah. If he's below the age of chinuch, he's pater from ri'iyah. But ask the Gemara, wait a second. A katan that's at the age of chinuch should only be chayiv midrabanan, not midar raisa. So how can you use the pasuk of kol to teach me that a katan is chayiv? A pasuk can't teach me a din drabanan. Says Gemara, in a chinami, you're right. The word kol cannot be teaching me about a katan. Kras machta bialma. It's only din d'rabbanan that a katan is chayiv. The fact that we use the word kol is just an asmachta. It's not a real bona fide drasha from the pasuk. It's just a good way of remembering this din d'rabbanan. But that is not at all what the pasuk is really teaching me. Vela krala mayasa. So says Mar, okay, so what is the pasuk teaching me? Lichda acherim. What the pasuk is teaching me is the din of acherim. Titanya acherim omrim. Acherim teach us hamakabmates, a person who gathers together a dog excrement in order to use it to tan hides with it, v'amitzarif nechoshes, or a person who works, a coppersmith, who works with very smelly things related to copper, v'aborsi, or a tanner, who works with very smelly hides, all these people who stink are peturim min ha-ri'iyah. They're all pater from olas ri'iyah. Why? Mishum shenemar, kol zechurcha, because it says all of your males have to do olas ri'iyah. And we darshan, that means misha yachalalos im kol zechurcha yatzu elos she'en ruin lalos im kol zechurcha, that only those who are able to go with all of the rest of the males of the Jewish people, but not those who stink and no one wants to get near them, who cannot go with the rest of the males of the Jewish people, those people are pater. So what we actually say in the end is that a katan she'igia l'chinuch is only chayv midrabanan in ri'iya. From the word kol zechurcha, we learn that someone who smells is pater from ri'iya. So main point number two, a katan sheyigia l'chinuch, a katan past the age of chinuch, is chayiv, but only midrabanan. And the word kol teaches us that someone who smells is pater from ri'iya. We learned in the Mishnah as well, Nashma Avadim Sheinim Shukharim, that women and Avadim that are not yet freed are pater from Re'iyah. They're pater from Olas Re'iyah. So it says, well, Bishlam and Nashim Kedarman. I understand why women are pater, because like we said, because it's a time-bound positive mitzvah. It's a mitzvah Seishas Man Grama, and all mitzvah Seishas Man Grama, women are pater from. Ela Avadim Inalim, but how do I know that Avadim are pater from Re'iyah? Amar Rav Huna Amar Kra, because the Pasuk says, El Pinei Ha'adon Hashem, that those who go to bring an Olas Ri'iyah are going to greet the Adon Hashem. So we darshan Mishein Lo Ela Adon Echad, Yatzeh Sheyesh Lo Adon Acher. It comes to it, that the only people who are Chayiv in Ri'iyah are people who have only one master, meaning only Hashem is their master, as opposed to these people who have another master. These people who are slaves have another master, they have their human master. Halamli cry, I ask, but why do I need a pasuk to tell me that an Eved Kanani is not chayiv in Re'iyah, that he's pater from Re'iyah? Michti, kol mitzvah she'isha chayiv is ba, Eved chayiv ba. The rule by an Eved in general is, whatever mitzvah a woman is chayiv in, an Eved is chayiv in. Kol mitzvah she'ein, isha chayiv is ba, Ein ha'eved chayiv ba. And whatever mitzvah a woman is not chayiv in, an eved is not chayiv in. The gamar la me'isha, because we learn the word la from a woman. So it should be the same as a woman. So why do I need a pasuk to tell me that an eved is pater from olas re'iyah? Of course he's pater from olas re'iyah. He's pater from everything a woman is pater from. Answers the Gemara, Amar Ravina lo nitzrucha el misha chetzio eved v'chetzio ben chorin. The pasuk is there to teach me not about a regular eved. Of course, a regular eved is pater. So I'm at a person who's half eved and half free. Dekanami dekatani nashim v'avadim shenim mishucharin. And it sounds this way from the Mishnah also, because the Mishnah didn't just say that avadim are pater. It said women and avadim who are not yet freed. What does that mean? Why not just say avadim? Why does it have to say avadim who are not yet freed? If it means that they're not yet freed at all, they're just regular avadim, listen to the avadim stomach, then just say avadim. Why would you have to add that extra phrase? Elalav, so no, what it must mean is that these are avadim who are not yet completely free, but they are partially free. Umayninu, what's an example of an eved who's partially free but not completely free? Misha chetzio eved v'chetzio ben charin. Someone who's half eved and half free. How does one get to be half eved and half free? Very simple. Two guys chip in and buy an eved. One of them owners frees him. The other owner doesn't. So he's half free and half eved. Shema minas. That's what we're learning from the pasuk. That an eved is pater from re'iyah means a half eved is pater from re'iyah. So main point number three, a chatzi eved is pater because he has another adon. And only people who have one adon, only people who Hashem is their only adon, have to be adon as a master. Only people who Hashem is their only master have to do an olas re'iyah. So again, a chatzi eved is pater from olas re'iyah because he has an additional adon besides Hashem. A regular eved is obviously pater because a woman is pater. Okay, we will stop there.